Saturday, June 13th, happens to be the feast of St. Anthony of Padua. So it was St. Anthony's Mass we used as our extra Mass for first communicants and their families this weekend. Most of us probably know St. Anthony of Padua as the saint who helps us find things. Tony, Tony, come around. Something's lost that must be found. That saying comes from the story when St. Anthony helped find a lost breviary. But St. Anthony was very famous in his day as a preacher. He's actually a doctor of the church. He wrote a beautiful work on how the soul journeys throughout this life towards God. He certainly had a great devotion to the Eucharist. With his feast being so close to Corpus Christi, I couldn't help but think of a famous story of how St. Anthony helped a rich man in a nearby town called Emilia Romagna. He helped this rich man come to faith in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. The rich man's name was Bononillo. I'll call him Mr. Bono. St. Anthony tried with many proofs and arguments from Scripture to get the man to believe in the real presence, that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity. But the man would not believe. You might say the man was stubborn as a mule in his unbelief. Well, in fact, the rich man, Mr. Bono, happened to own a mule. In one of their conversations, St. Anthony finally asked Mr. Bono if he would believe if the mule he rides would actually kneel down in adoration before the Eucharist. To weigh the challenge in Mr. Bono's favor, it was agreed upon to starve the mule for 3 days and then bring it to the square of the town and offer it hay on one corner of the square. But Anthony would be on the other corner of the square, calling the mule to come and adore the Eucharist in his hands. So that was the plan. Mr. Bono starved his mule for 3 days. In the same 3 days, Anthony went into the forest and fasted with no food. The day came and Mr. Bono brought his mule to the main square. He piled a bundle of hay in one corner of the square. He unleashed the mule, who of course headed towards the hay. But Anthony was in the other corner of the square with a monstrance with the Eucharist in it. Anthony called out to the mule to come in the name of Jesus Christ and adore his Lord and Master. The mule suddenly turned away from the hay and approached Anthony. Then the mule folded his front legs down as if kneeling in adoration before the Eucharist. The mule recognized in the host his Creator and Lord Jesus Christ. Mr. Bono was converted on the spot. He came into the church and even built a church with an engraving to commemorate the event. The mystery of Jesus' presence in the Eucharist is certainly beyond total human grasp, but Jesus was insistent that this is his flesh and blood, and that's why we believe it. It's not contrary to good logic, it's just really lofty and hard to wrap our minds around. If a mule can discern the presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, you and I can certainly do the same. If the Eucharist is truly Jesus, and it is, then our whole life ought to orbit around the Eucharist, around Holy Mass. Let's allow our Eucharistic Lord to be the source and summit of our life, as Holy Mother Church teaches us that he is. This is his flesh and blood, and that's why we believe it. It's not contrary to good reason. It's just really lofty and hard to wrap our minds around. Here's a quote of St. Anthony that helps us realize where the Eucharist is.